Now, at the top of the show, we spoke about a possible delay to the lifting of restrictions this summer due to a potential delay in the vaccine rollout as a result of the latest decision relating to the AstraZeneca vaccine. However, the Taoiseach yesterday came out and said that hotels may possibly reopen in June. But how realistic is this? I'm joined on the line this morning by Sean Lally from Hotel Woodstock and Brian O'Neill from the Rowntree here in Ennis. Gentlemen, good morning to you both.
Good morning, Pat.
How realistic, Sean Lally, maybe firstly with yourself, how realistic is what the Taoiseach said yesterday in relation to hotels reopening? Had you been gearing towards June?
Yeah, we had. Well, we'd a number of different false starts earlier this year. I think initially we were March, and then we moved to May, and as of a few weeks ago, we moved it to the 1st of June in terms of taking bookings. The majority of bookings of Pat are coming in for July and August. It's a few towards the latter half of June. So I would expect that hopefully we will be okay to get going again from June. And thankfully, there's a strong interest in Clare. As you know, we've such a fantastic opportunity in terms of tourism here and staycations in Clare, and we were very strong with all the major attractions that are on our doorstep. And a lot of the groups are not groups, a lot of the families and family groups are booking our 3, 4 and 5 night stays, which are exactly what we want.
And Brian O'Neill, on that, what about bookings? Had you a few false starts like Sean? Had you hoped to open this year, or do you hope to open very soon? What's your situation?
We're slightly different, Pat, because we've been open. We've been open all throughout last year, all throughout the full pandemic, in the tourist hostel, and we've been accommodating essential workers. We've a lot of nurses, construction workers, etc. staying. But in relation to the holiday and the staycation aspect of it, yeah, similar timelines really. But what we are seeing is the demand is very good, as Sean said, for July and August. And just as last year, we had a, I suppose, it was a completely different business than the usual business, but the staycations that we had stayed for 3, 4 and 5 nights, which is a much longer length of stay than the general, which is about 1.7 to 2 night stay. So it led to additional revenue in Ennis and County Clare being spent. These people went out, did their day trips, whether it was out to Loophead, Cliffs of Moher, out to East Clare, and spent money on every one of those days that they were there and had a fantastic time. We're actually seeing some of the same ones coming back again to do the exact same thing again this year, which is great. It shows how well they were treated when they were in Clare last year.
Well, you've been in a different situation, Brian, because it's the hostel environment you have there. I mean, most people's, I suppose, interpretation of a hostel is multiple people in rooms. Is there? Can you work around that when people do start to move around again, please God?
Yeah, so I suppose, and that's the normal perception people have of hostels. And, you know, I perceived what you were going to say, Pat, and if anyone wants to log on to our Instagram, Rowntree Hostel, or Facebook, you'll see images of our superior double and family rooms, which we have quite a lot of. And those rooms always have been very popular for couples and families, people who like to travel and like to hostel as a lifestyle choice rather than a financial necessity. We have a special offer up there, by the way, this morning as well, too, for people who want to
stay. You had to get that in.
Well, we have a lot of our regular guests come from County Clare. People who come in from Spanish Point, from Kilkee, Milltown, Melville, Lahinch, Listowel, who would come into Ennis for a night out. Ennis has been a fantastic place to come in for a nice meal and a bit of entertainment, whether it be traditional music or what used to be in a nightclub that's not allowed at the moment. But those were our, and will be our, regular customers again. You know, we'd welcome them all back. But obviously the staycationers just proved to be fantastic for us because they came into our restaurant. But again, they didn't just eat in our restaurant last year. They came in for one night to us. They went somewhere else on another night and somewhere else on another night. And that's really what proved to be fantastic for everybody, was a winner, I think, out of last year.
And Sean, going forward, obviously, to open as soon as possible would be the ideal situation. No more false starts. But we have a number of situations emerging with vaccine rollout delays, issues with hotel quarantine, which doesn't affect you probably here. But the vaccine delays, particularly from a local level, are you concerned that will impact your planned reopening date or your plans to reopen?
No doubt. Look, it is frustrating when you hear of delays and things have been pulled and put on ice and reviewed. I suppose, like, the answer to this is the vaccine, and the sooner it gets rolled out and everyone gets the vaccine or the option of the vaccine, the sooner we'll be out of this situation. So it is very, very frustrating about that. And Europe seems to be a little bit slow off the mark. When you look at the US, Joe Biden went in and there was 100 million in 100 days type thing, and you know, the UK are tracking well ahead. You know, we've all looked on envious there with the pictures from the UK and the having the pints in the garden and things getting back to normal. So you know, it is frustrating. You know, I'd like to see the whole focus just put into the vaccine and maybe getting additional vaccines. You know, you see the States, they gave 4 million to Canada and Mexico of their vaccines. You know, there was rumblings a few weeks ago of the UK possibly selling some to us, you know, so I'd like to see those angles kind of pursued, because the sooner we get the vaccine rolled out, the sooner we can all get back to normality. I'm actually on Mehel this week, which is 200 buyers from all over the world come in and meet 480 of hotels and attractions. It would normally be based in Dublin, but it's all on Zoom. And the level of demand and built up, they're calling it revenge spend or revenge travel, that's potentially there, is huge. But a lot of the American agents are saying that they're seeing places that have opened now, the likes of Hawaii, South American countries, and Iceland in particular, yes, are getting a huge impact. And they're worried that if Ireland doesn't give notice that you're open from September, you're open from such and such a date, now obviously now isn't the right time to open, but give them notice that they can plan and travel and book in advance, it may lose out to other countries like that who are further ahead of us in the vaccine rollout.
But at what point, Brian, maybe to yourself, at what point in the year, you know, I know you certainly are accommodating essential workers and so forth, but for getting the tourists back, the people that you love to see in around the building, around the town, visiting the county, not just working, obviously, but going out, enjoying the county and all of that, what's the latest point that you can reopen? Are you ready to reopen to tourists anytime?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're open for bookings at the moment, but obviously only when we're allowed to accept people. We can't. We have a lot of inquiries from people who we can't accept because we're requiring verification for the purpose of travel, but people still want to travel at the moment. But we will, yeah, we'll accept them whenever we're allowed to accept them. One thing there, Sean's talking about Zoom, and there, we're all nearly Zoomed out now. I was on a full day Zoom conference yesterday, the Hospitality Expo was on, and one of the key statistics for domestic travel, I know Sean's talked about international travel there, from Jim Power, the economist, is that last year, the Irish people accumulated the equivalent of 3 years' savings, so 15 billion euros, when the average year is 5 billion euros. So the equivalent of 3 years' savings has been saved. People's household debt has dropped dramatically. So there's a huge pent-up demand there for people to go out and spend. I know we all like to sit across the table and have a pint or a meal or whatever it is, but across the country, there's a huge demand for people to go out, retail, hospitality, tourism, food, beverage, across the board. So the demand is there. And what Sean's talking about internationally will be replicated here in Ireland. You can see it in the UK in the past couple of days. It was like scenes from the end of World War II, I believe, over there in the past couple of days, once hospitality is allowed open. And I do believe whenever we're allowed to reopen, something similar is going to happen here. People will get out. They will be delighted to meet their friends and family and socialise in a safe way when allowed to do so.
And Sean, from your own perspective then, ready to open at any time? I know you've been working behind the scenes all the time up to now. So ready to open. And can you open any time this year, if necessary, even in the winter?
You can, yeah. Now, obviously, if you're opening a hotel or like Brian, you need a few weeks' notice, but you can open at any time. And we're ready and all the staff are there. You're doing the training and they're all on board, all waiting to come back. And as Brian says, I think there's huge pent-up demand there. And we saw that last year. And I think that will be replicated. And there is a huge amount of savings there. So people are just mad to get out and spend. And you're even delighted that this week you can travel around your own county as opposed to the 5K limit up to this. You know, because we are very, very lucky in a county like Clare with what we have in our doorstep. So I think it'll be exceptionally strong. But I do want to make sure that the government have a policy in place that allows international travel in place whenever the time is right, but they're given notice so that we don't lose them to other countries.
And that is a big concern, obviously. We talked about the false starts, Sean. We talked about the fact you can open any time. But is there a point in the year where if you're not open, there's no point, you can't? And businesses generally.
You would definitely need to get July and August, because July and August is the prime months for travel. It's when the schools are closed, and even June, you'd need to get the majority of June. If you missed out in those months, it would just be a disaster. Yeah, and in fairness, the government have been very, very good in terms of the supports they've put in place for hospitality. Now, they can't stop as soon as we open, because there is going to be a lot of challenges going forward. There's a lot of debt built up within hotels and hospitality, and you know, we do need the sports to continue right into 2023, you know, and it's assuming that we're open at full whack you know, because it will be very, very, very challenging going forward.
How frustrating, Brian, is it to have all these false starts and have issues arising all the time, you know, especially lately in relation to the vaccine, the rollout and possible delays? How frustrating is that for a business person?
I suppose it's very frustrating. I suppose, number one, again, I'd just like to reiterate, health is the most important. You know, thankfully, I can throw my leg out of the bed in the morning, and we have to be grateful for that. I suppose, for me, my hat goes out to the team members who are not currently employed with me. You know, we have been fortunate. We've kept 50% of our workforce on, and we've been working the way through, but 50% of them are not. They're on the pandemic, the PUP payment. And apart from myself, you know, in business, you take the ups and downs, and you have to take a lot of them on the chin. But my hat goes out to the people that I work with on a daily basis, or the people that I have been working with on a daily basis. You know, they're also looking forward to getting back to work, you know. And other people in hospitality, 24% of the people that are on the pandemic payment across the country at the moment are hospitality workers. That's over 110,000 people. And they have no clarity as to when they'll be getting back to work. That's my big thing at the moment. We have no real timeline. I understand whenever we can do, but some sort of a clearer timeline going forward would be of great help. The other thing I'd just like to say there as well, in relation to the vaccines, I know it is the game changer. A lot of people have been vaccinated. You know, about getting this vaccine passport, this COVID passport has been talked about, out to let people who have been vaccinated, whether they are 70 years plus, or medical workers, people working in essential frontline services, to enable them to be able to travel around in a free way, a free and safe way. You know, maybe we should be pushing that forward as well too.
And Sean, if we can finally just touch on whether you could survive on the staycation, on the county market alone. If we can travel around our county now, we still can't go stay in hotels. But when we can do that, and if it's just that, could you survive on that business for the summer?
No, not the, you quite possibly could if you were in Dublin,
yeah.
But no, not in a county like Clare, because there just isn't enough demand there. With about 120,000 population, there isn't enough demand there. So, I mean, that would need to be lifted. I can understand maybe in terms of the, if you're opening up straight away for a week or two, that they may do kind of within your own county travel for hotels and hospitality, but no, definitely you need the shutters to come up on inter-county travel. That is essential.
I know I mentioned earlier that the mandatory hotel quarantine doesn't affect you at the moment, but it has been suggested on the programme that this could be here for the rest of the year. Would that be a cause for concern, Sean?
Oh, no doubt about it, because you don't like the quarantine. And I suppose, you know, once we're like the majority of people in Ireland are due to be vaccinated, I think, by the end of June, everyone by the end of September. So there's no logic if we're all vaccinated and our main countries coming in are the UK and the US, they're well ahead of us in the vaccine schedule. So I wouldn't like to see the mandatory quarantine in place then. You know, I just think it's illogical, because otherwise, you know, are you going to have international travel at all? You know, and previous to this, before any of this happened, 70% of the tourism market was made up by the international traffic. So it's essential to us. Like, aviation is key to us. We're an island nation. We've got to get our planes moving again and full again safely, in a safe manner, when the time is right.
How do you stay positive after all that's happened, Sean Lally? And I put the same question to yourself, Brian, as well. How do you stay positive? Is it a question of staying busy, being hopeful, and just ensuring the business is ready to reopen when it can?
You hit the nail on the head there, Pat. I think if I wasn't busy the whole time or doing something the whole time, I would go absolutely gaga. And I think it's very, very tough, you know, being at home the whole time. If you aren't busy or getting stuck into something or learning new things or doing, like, we're constantly, I suppose, calling people, linking in for business for when we know we're going to open, touching base with our customers, developing relationships with new customers, not waiting for the phone to ring. But I think that's key to it. And, you know, it's just staying busy. And if anything, in a way, in a strange type of way, you're nearly busier now than you are when the hotel is actually open.
Of course. And Brian, I know you've been ticking over with the essential workers and so forth, but if that had not been the case, would you have had a strategy to keep yourself sane and busy?
I think, yeah, you have to. You just have to. I know, look, with the restaurant, we're open the weekends for takeaways in the restaurant as well. But I think, like Sean said, keep yourself busy. But I suppose, personally, you know, the first lockdown, I think I did what everybody else did in the country, was I ate and drank all around me. The second one, I gave it up. The third one, I'm trying to hold myself back to the weekends, you know. But I made a decision for the third lockdown that I'm going to come out of it personally healthier than when I went into it. And I've been making an effort to do that, getting out, enjoying the fresh air when I can, enjoying the family life. but also getting away from my family and getting into work before I go crazy in the house.
As part of it as well, maybe. Very finally, Sean, on Mehl, you touched on it earlier as well. I know that this has been running for quite a number of years now at this stage. How important is it? Can you get much out of it this year?
You can. There's a huge interest. And like, I suppose we've so much to offer here on our doorstep. It's great, but they're all mad to come back. You know, they're calling it revenge travel. So, you know, there is huge potential there and huge potential for Clare. And the next week or two, we're launching the tourism strategy for 2040 in travel in the county. So, you know, it's hopeful, but we just need to get the markets opened up again.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you both for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Sean Lally from Hotel Woodstock and Brian O'Neill, who's Managing Director of the Rowntree here in Ennis.